All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual who has quite the big fight going at Peru's Fight Championship. It is a bantamweight title collision. We have Jesse Arnett and Denis Lavrentiev getting out there and getting at it, testing skills, and always fun to be talking to Jesse and welcoming him back onto the show once again. How are you doing there, man? How's everything going out there?
I'm good, brother. Thanks again for having me. Back out here in the desert, third time this year. Looking to get the victory next Saturday night against a game opponent. Super excited and super ready for the task at hand.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned going back to the desert. It seems like there's like that level of comfortability you have over there at this point, like being there multiple times and everything. Like, are you feeling that compounded kind of comfortability? And as far as like, you know, the guys to train with, you know where to go to get in like the great work, is there that, I guess, almost learning curve with being out there and getting more acclimated each time?
Yeah, for sure, like quite the time change. However, MTK Global MMA, my main man Carl, he has a gym out here, and we are taken care of every single time. And like you just said, each time I get out here, it feels like home. Takes a couple of days to get used to the time change. We come out early, and then we've been here 3 days now, 4 days. So I'm starting to feel real good. And 6-7 days to weigh in, and we're a week out. So things are good.
Yeah, and you were getting in some great work there in South Florida from what I was noticing too. Like, I mean, I love following you on social media in general, but just seeing all the different photos and the updates with guys like, you know, Robbie Lawler and Nate Marquardt and everything like that. Can you talk about the quality of work you were able to get in at, you know, a world-class facility like Sanford MMA?
Yeah, good times in Florida. Can't say enough good things about Sanford MMA. Henry Hoof is a good dude, and yeah, just being around that room gave me lots of confidence, a lot of good training partners there, and it was a good time. I managed to rattle all those fights off, doing good work in Canada. It was nice to finally get down to an actual camp and get some MMA, and every day we were doing mixed martial arts training, where in Canada, sometimes I'd have to struggle to get partners or do jiu-jitsu, boxing, wrestling. Well, I didn't do much wrestling. And then it was a struggle sometimes putting it together. So it was nice to have full-blown mixed martial arts training. And yeah, being around Robbie Lawler and my man Nate Marquardt is actually coming out to corner me. Curtis DeMars is here to corner me. My boy Tyler Wellen, he's at the UAE Warriors tonight. He's helping me dial in and get on weight for next week. So my brother's actually flying out, so we got a great team here.
Oh, that's cool. So you have like all the staple kind of guys that I've known you to have, but also adding in some key new facets to the proceedings. That sounds awesome, man. It seems like a best of both worlds kind of situation there.
100%. Nate Marquardt ended up being a solid dude. I don't know many people who don't like Nate, but he took Curtis and I in when we were in Florida, and him and his family took care of us, and he went over and above, him and his family, and I asked him to come out to Dubai with us, and he arrives Tuesday night, so him, Curtis, my buddy Tyler, and Cody will be here, and we're going for that title.
Yeah, and you mentioned just like how sometimes in Canada the training dynamics can be, you know, far less than ideal, we'll say, and just, you know, the hindered ability to get in the wrestling. Like, how great was it to, you know, be involved in those like Wednesday morning wrestling kind of excursions and stuff like that? I imagine it was thrilling for you, being that that was your, you know, base style and what initially got you into the martial arts kind of lifestyle.
I knew this going in, but like, I'm very good at boxing, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, but I wasn't very good at putting them together. So this time I learned how to put it together a little better. Even the coaches there said I was good at all of them individually, and I knew this. So I'm putting it together better than I ever had now. My jiu-jitsu's strong. My stand-up's strong. If anything I was lacking early on in camp there, it definitely was the wrestling. I was having trouble holding them down. A couple times I would get stuck on the bottom and have trouble getting up, but we fixed a couple things early. I had some great partners there, and I'm getting up off the floor no problem. Ray Borg didn't out-wrestle me necessarily last time. He out-MMA'd me. He got under my punches, and then he stopped with the ground and pound, and he started holding me down, smothering me, and I was having trouble with the escapes. Now I'm able to tweak these small areas and get up if the Russian does manage to get me there, which I don't think I'll get stuck there next Saturday night. But we tweaked a few things, and then, yeah, understanding where I'm strong. I have a wrestler base. However, I'm long, tall. I'm a good striker. And maybe I can use my wrestling in reverse, and I have really good jiu-jitsu. So I'm definitely looking forward to next Saturday night and plan on raising gold.
Yeah, well, I mean, the skill level in the boxing is very much there. I think that growth is evident in anyone that's followed your career there for sure. And it's kind of curious you said that, because I was having a conversation with some friends the other day about just like the transferability with, like, say you have like the strong wrestling base, you have the work ethic that goes along with it, and that can translate to shoring up some of the other skills and other facets of MMA. Is that like a characterization you also share? Like, how much of that wrestler mentality allows for that kind of, like, I guess, expedited rapid growth in some of the other parts of mixed martial arts?
That's a great question, and 100%. Maybe I don't use my wrestling all the time, but I have wrestling mentality, and that's what's given me such a long career. I pick up this win next Saturday. I've won 16 of my last 19 fights against high-level competition. It's that longevity through wrestling that's taught me how to go to practice, show up on time, do the work, and then it transferred over into boxing. And jiu-jitsu guys, I love them, but they're lazy, right? So it's if you work hard in jiu-jitsu and you come from a wrestling background, you can often do well. And then I like boxing gyms because those guys work hard like wrestlers. And yeah, I'm excited for this one. That was a good question. Wrestling mentality going forward, whether we're striking, grappling, kickboxing, it's wrestling mentality.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned the MTK influence earlier. Like, it seems like that's been really, you know, giving you some great looks as of late. Like, I mean, being on a card with like Sergei Kharitonov and Fabio Maldonado getting out there, guys who have a certain level of name value within the space there. Can you kind of talk to the, I guess, benefits of having MTK in your corner there and having these platforms to showcase your skill? Because, I mean, you're a world-class guy and you know, deserve these kind of world-class platforms, I think. So can you speak to the MTK aspect of all that?
I appreciate that. Yeah, like last summer I was not sure what I was doing, and my buddy Greg reached out to his friends in Serbia. He got me hooked up with MTK, and man, look, I've had four fights in less than a year, and literally traveling around the world during this pandemic, or whatever they want to call it, and getting a lot of great experiences here. Third time to the Middle East. MTK has been great. Marcelo, Rizvan, Carl, everybody here. MTK is bigger over here, actually, in Europe and in the Middle East. So I'm feeling the love, and yeah, high-profile matchups, man. I just fought Ray Borg. Straight up, that guy's the best guy I've ever been in there with. Probably the smartest fighter I've ever been in there with, and he taught me a lot. I learned a lot about myself. I know from the partners I had in Sanford that how good Ray was, because I was doing very well there against guys that are in the UFC at 135 and 145 pounds. So I know what level I'm at.
Yeah, well, I think...
But MTK is spot on.
Yeah, I think in the context of that Ray Borg fight, I mean, I think you really did show your skill level. I mean, it's not like... the ideal outcome in the sense of like the win or loss binary, but like actually watching just what's going on as the fight progresses, it's like you really see where your level's at. And it's cool you had that sort of experience training at Sanford where it's like further compounded almost. But I wanted to kind of touch on that part of it because I noticed the photo with Michael Chandler there and you both are getting ready to scrap on the same day there. Like, how much benefit is there to being in the room with somebody, as much as in many regards MMA is individual sport as far as getting out there and, you know, doing the damn thing as it were, but just in terms of like being in the room with someone who's also preparing to, you know, compete on the same day, it seems like that iron sharpens iron kind of adage, I would think.
Yeah, 100%. If anything, that 6 weeks that I had in South Florida has given me a lot of confidence. It was super cool to be in a room with Robbie Lawler, Michael Chandler. There's so many guys there. Everybody's working hard. Everybody has the same goal. There's no ego. Everybody's happy every day. It was great to be in that environment. And yeah, Chandler's got a tough fight with Gaethje. Robbie Lawler fought Diaz early in my camp there, and both good guys. For my confidence level, it felt good to be around these world beaters and excited to be a part of the squad.
Yeah, Gaethje, definitely a big fight coming up. But, I mean, your fight coming up with Denis Lavrentiev is quite the intriguing one because a lot of people, you know, understandably see him as, like, a world-class judoka, has a pretty impressive MMA record there, 5-fight win streak there, carving out a name on the Russian circuit. Like, what are your thoughts on, I guess, what he brings to the table and some of his stylistic proclivities that you may or may not have been picking up on?
Yeah, he's a tough kid, man, and I got those wrestling matches. He's got all them judo matches. He's going to take a punch. He's gonna be there. This is a great fight on paper. I know I fought the better guys. I'm more battle-tested than him. This is the first time, other than he beat Taylor Lapless a few years ago. Taylor wasn't as good as he is now. He also beat Victor Henry, who's a good bantamweight,
yep,
who didn't make it, who didn't get signed. So those are his two biggest wins. Yeah, he's a tough opponent, man. It's going to be fun. I think wrestling beats judo 8 out of 10 times at this high level. I feel I'm the better striker. The thing is, his training partner is Peter Yan and all these other good Russians, so he's going to be used to losing in practice sometimes. So when I'm winning this fight, I can't underestimate him in any way. He's going to be there the whole time. He's tough. If I were him, I bet you he's going to try and get me to the floor or get me against the cage and look to get me down. And they obviously watch the footage with Ray Borg and probably feel they have a good chance of holding me down. So I'm prepared for this. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to next Saturday night. It's going to be a good fight. And I see myself winning the title for sure, 100%.
Yeah, that was going to be like one of my last sort of questions there, because as long as I've followed your career, I've always known you to be quite the belt collector there. I mean, looking like a young Ultimo Dragon out there. Like, how much would this championship rank in terms of just the belts you've collected in your career? Or do you not have like a hierarchy in that sense, and each moment capturing a title is its own unique special kind of moment?
To be honest, this is the biggest fight for me. If I can win this belt, when I win this belt, I would be satisfied with my career. I don't know how many fights I got left, to be honest. I'm excited for next Saturday night, and this would definitely be a stamp on the resume, and it's a big event over a big opponent. Definitely ranks up there as one of my biggest wins. I'm excited to get in there and showcase my skills again.
Absolutely, man. And I know the grind never stops for you. You're steady getting in that work over there. And I want to be mindful of your busy schedule there. So is there anything you might want to kind of add as a parting thought as we're wrapping things up here, Jesse?
No, super thankful for all the media and all my friends back in Canada. We're going through some crazy times. I've been away from home for like 2 months. 70 days or something, so I'm eager to get back. I'm excited to do battle. Thankful for all my sponsors. Shout out to Robin Hahn. Shout out to my girl, Michaela, and just all my teammates, man. MTK, and ready to do battle, ready to raise that belt and beat the Russian next Saturday night, November 6th, right here in the desert.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can get back and enjoy some time in Calgary for a little bit, and hopefully there's a bit of a, you know, heavy lug with the cargo and stuff like that, the carry-on there with the belt in tow. And yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be excited for this fight. Yeah, it's going to be a good one, man. Jesse Big Cat Arnett getting out there, always a fun fighter to watch. Dennis Lavrentiev getting out there, and yeah, matching up well on paper, and Paris Fighting Championship putting on a great show there. But yeah, I really appreciate whenever you come on the show and give it insights, man. Best of luck with the remaining part of the preparation and fight week here, and just have a good rest of your day too, man.
Thank you, Dylan. You have a good day, brother, and don't work too hard today in Canada, my man.